Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Have you ever been in a lab where there is a lot of gossiping, tattletaling, drama, call-outs, and just being there drained your energy? Hello, you're listening to Elaborate Topics Podcast, and I'm your host, Lona Small, Lab Operational Excellence Coach and Trainer. Elaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, bring you tips and tools to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. Today, I'm discussing the benefits of a leader as a role model. So, you're in this lab where there's a lot of drama. There are people who are calling out, people who are gossiping, and people who resist change. They see change as a problem and not as an opportunity for improvement. And even for the leaders, sometimes you may find leaders in those situations who act as if they've been tasting the same sour lemon. My co-host, Stephanie Whitehead, would call it the pickle juice. And so there are complaints even from leadership. They're infighting. They're blaming. I remember at the beginning of COVID, there was a lot of complaints actually coming from phlebotomy. People were actually afraid to draw COVID patients. So there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of spreading of misinformation. You had some phlebotomists quit. Some went and got restrictions so they wouldn't have to draw COVID patients. Some people were calling out. And so we got together a team of people who had great proficiency in biocontainment units. And I happened to be one of the co-leaders of the team. And so we got the phlebotomist to sit down with us. We spoke with them individually, and we listened, and we answered their questions, and we realized the fear that was there. People were really afraid. There was a lot of misinformation. And so we decided we wanted to standardize a training to help them to feel comfortable with using the specialized PPE, donning and doffing and cleaning their equipment properly, and how to enter the units and enter the patient's room, exit the patient's room. And we not only did the training, but we went with them to the patient's room. We put on our PPEs. We went through the same process that they went through. We went with them to the patient's room. We were there to answer questions, to relay some of their fears. It helped them to feel supported, and they started feeling a bit more comfortable with what they were doing because we were willing to walk in their shoes. So that actually reduced some of the negative information that was going around, and it allowed them to gain some confidence, not only in themselves, but in leadership. So that improved the morale And then it started to rebuild a more positive work culture. So I just wanted to talk about the importance of a role model, because being a role model as a leader is very powerful. And for the last few weeks, I've been talking about traits of a lab operational excellence leader. And I think there are two episodes before this, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I spoke about a lab operational excellence leader having a clear vision for their team. And today we're talking about being a role model. So you being a role model, you don't have to necessarily have a role as a role-based leader. You can be a role model in your home. If you're leading your home, you're leading your kids. You could be a role model with your friends if you're leading in any way, because being a role model is so powerful. And I know some leaders may say, well, I can't change people. You know, they're adults. They come to work, and they come to work and they bring whatever habits that they have to work. But I say, as a leader, you set the pace for your work environment. You set the tone for your work environment. So you decide what you want to allow in your work environment, what you want to tolerate, and what you don't want to tolerate. And so there are ways in which you decide to encourage the things you want to see and punish the things that you don't want to see. And punish can come in so many ways, restrictions, you know, different ways. But as a leader, you have that responsibility to set the tone for your team. It doesn't mean that you're going to change someone. It would be great if someone decided to change, but that's not the goal. So, yes, people are adults and they have whatever traits that they have, but you as a leader decide what you want to see in your work environment, because that's your responsibility. And other people may say things like, well, if there's something that I don't support, say for instance, there's an initiative that I don't support, I'm not going to tell my team that I'm on board with it. I'm just going to tell them that, look, I don't agree with this. This is coming down from management. If I don't agree with it, I don't agree with it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not telling them what they told me to tell them. At least I tell them that management say that this is what they need to do. And that becomes a problem, because as a leader, if a leader is, say, bad-mouthing an initiative, then, of course, what do you expect the team to do? The team will never be on board. They're not going to embrace it because their leader is not embracing it. So if you're saying, look, I don't support this, expect negative attitude from your team. So what I would ask for a leader to do in such a situation is try to resolve any issues that you have with any initiative. If you're in a high-level meeting with maybe your boss and there's something that's being rolled out, try to have that discussion there. And one thing you need to realize is that you're not going to be on board with everything. And so if it's not illegal, it's not unethical, it's not something that's going to, you know, basically illegal or unethical, then just jump on board. Jump on board, support the thing, because you're not going to win everything. It's not going to be everything that you're going to be totally be in agreement with, but as a leader, you'll be willing to support it. And so many times you support things and then the outcome usually is great. Now you have some control in helping with a positive outcome. So those are two things that I find that people tend to say, well, you know, how can I be a role model when I may not agree with an initiative? But the role model, you're modeling the way by having a positive attitude, even with an initiative that you don't support. And so when you set that example for your team, you're going to find that team members may not support everything that you roll out. But if the attitude is, even though I may not agree with it, I will support it. And if it's coming from you, that's a really great example for your team. So being a role model is almost synonymous to being a leader, because a leader is basically saying to a team or whoever is following, this is what I'm doing, follow me. That's basically what it is. Follow me. I'm setting the precedent. Follow me. So that's why being a role model is so vital, so powerful, so important. So if you cannot set that pace, then you cannot lead. And that's why the responsibility of setting the kind of culture for your team lies on the leader. So the culture is really created by what the leader allows. That's so important. So today I'm going to go through 5 steps that are important to being a role model. So the first step is check yourself as a leader. What do I mean by that? So are you in a place that you feel comfortable leading? Are you aligned with the values of either your organization or the values that are being set? The things that are being done, do you feel aligned with your personal values, your personal vision? Because if not, then that becomes a major issue. And that's why when I talk about, is it illegal? Is it ethical? You know, maybe is it aligned with your values? And if you find that you're in a situation where you're leading and what you're trying to lead is not aligned with your values or your vision, it's time to really decide if you want to continue in that situation. Next thing, when you're checking yourself, do you like what you do? Because I know a lot of times we get ourselves into a situation where we imagine what it would be like. And then when you find yourself in that situation, it's not really what you thought it would be. Or with time, you're kind of losing the love. And so check yourself with that. And sometimes it may mean that you just probably want to reset. You probably will want to kind of reconnect with your why. Why did I decide to do this in the first place? Sometimes just resetting means that you probably need some time to reevaluate, some time to relax. You may be overwhelmed. You may be overworked. So you may need to just reset, you know, take a vacation, take a time off, take a little break, and see how you can reconnect, be re-energized, re-motivated, and get yourself back on track. But the first thing is important to do is to check yourself. And if you find that you're not in alignment with what you're doing, it's best to step down. Don't try to lead a team when you're not in alignment. If you're not being that role model, you should voluntarily step down. Maybe give yourself the next few months to move into another role. But that's so important as a leader. The second thing is to watch your attitude. How are you behaving with your own peers? How are you behaving, let's say, in meetings? Are you complaining? Are you whining? Are you criticizing? Are you resisting? Are you doing things that you wouldn't want your team members to be doing? Or are you supporting? Are you coming up with great ideas and solutions when you're in a meeting? Are you troubleshooting things? Are you volunteering to lead initiatives? So be the person you'd want your team member to be. If you're leading a meeting, I'm sure you don't want to have your team members who are always complaining, whining, resisting, you know, never supporting, never helping, coming up with ideas. You don't want to see that in your team. So when you're with your peers, check yourself. And a lot of times people think that, okay, I'm doing this, my team, you know, this is kind of in our own private space. But a lot of times, whatever behavior that you have behind scenes is the same attitude that's going to come off when you're outside, when you're with your team. So make sure you're watching your attitude. And number three is to watch the behavior you encourage. So are you encouraging your team to, say, come to your office with gossip, tattletaling on other team members? Are you kind of pitting them against each other? Because if there's somebody who feels as if they can always come to your office with gossip, then when they're out there with their other team members, they're going to have the attitude as if they have something over them. And that kind of attitude of pitting people against each other, that's where the drama comes in. It creates drama. It creates people talking about things that they shouldn't be talking about, things that they shouldn't know about other team members. So that negative environment now starts generating all these other negatives. Like I say, it generates the gossip, the drama, that you may be wondering, why is it that there's all this drama going on out there? Make the connection. Is that stemming from what's happening with the few people that's coming to your office? Are you being that role model? So watch the behavior you encourage. Number four, be willing to walk the walk. So be willing to support your team when things get tough, when there's a crisis, maybe downtime, instrument downtime, when there's snow and people may call out. Be willing to support your team. And it doesn't mean that supporting your team means that on a regular basis you're on the bench, working the bench, doing things that's not part of your role. You have a role to play. Your team members have different roles to play. And being on the bench on a regular basis doesn't mean that you're being a role model if it's not necessary. And that's why it's important to balance your team and make sure people are in the right place and people are well trained. Your team have the capacity to manage by cross training and other things. However, if you're in a crisis, support your team. And don't expect your team to do anything that you're not willing to do. So be willing to walk the walk. same example we gave when I talked about walking with the team during COVID. That's an example of walking the walk. Number five, celebrate. So celebrate the behaviors you want to see in your team. So recognize the positive behaviors and punish the negative behaviors. And, you know, there's so many ways in which you can celebrate your team, celebrate the things you want to see in terms of the culture that you want to see, the behaviors you want to see. You give attention to the things that you want to happen. Focus on the things that you want to see happen. And I have a video that I did called Building an Effective Recognition System. And that video is on YouTube on Lona Lab OPEX Leaders YouTube channel. And I go into detail about how you can celebrate the things that you want to see and how you can build a real great recognition system. And that is important when it comes to getting the kind of culture that you want to see. So some of the things that's important to consider. It's important to remember that a leader can mess up. So you can mess up, and so when you do mess up, which you will, don't be afraid to own up. Apologize. Apologize to your team when you mess up. And what that does, it does several things. And two things that I can think of, for one, it allows your team to realize that you're a human being and, you know, you're a human being like them. People want to relate to humans. They don't want to relate to this perfect image of something that they don't know what it is. So you're a human being and you're going to mess up. But the important thing about that is if you mess up, it's so important to apologize. To apologize when you mess up. And the next thing that it does, it creates trust. So it creates trust because they know that you're going to say, when call something out when it's wrong, even on yourself. So that creates that trust. And the second thing to consider is, remember that your team, they're also human, and they're going to mess up. So if they mess up, don't be hard on them. If it's human error, and I know there's a whole thing on just culture, if it's human error, treat it as human error. However, there are situations where people constantly make the same mistake and they disregard procedure, they disregard the standards. That's totally different. And so it's important to realize that your team may mess up also. So I know this is so important to me when it comes to being a leader. That one of the first thing I think about, if you ask me, what are the traits of a leader is a role model. Because if you're not modeling the way, you cannot lead. And basically, that's what leadership is. You are being that model of the person that you want everybody else to follow. So they are following you as the lead. You're setting the lead and they're following. But it's always important to remember that you can mess up. I always try to give my guests one thing to do, because whenever there's a lot of information, many times people get stuck or confused. And so I know I went through five different things that you can do in order to demonstrate or to be a role model. First one is check yourself. Make sure you're in the right place. You're aligned with the job that you need to do. And if not, make sure you're resetting. What's your attitude? What kind of attitude do you have when you're with your peers? That's number two. Number three, what's the behavior that you're encouraging with your team? Are you encouraging tattletale or gossiping? Number four, be willing to walk the walk. Help your team out when they're in a crisis. Walk the walk. And number five, celebrate the behaviors you want to see in your team. And as I say, usually whenever I give a lot of information, I usually ask you to think of one thing that you would do after hearing this. And the first thing that I'll tell you to do is actually the first thing that I have on my list is check yourself. So evaluate where you are as a leader. Evaluate or reevaluate. See if you're aligned with the position that you have. And if you are, think of doing a reset. Maybe you may need to take a break and reset and remember your why. And if you're not, think of a resignation plan. So reevaluate, reset, resign. Maybe give yourself the next 6 months or however long, but if you're not aligned in that position. So that's the first thing that I'll ask you to do as a leader, as a role model, is to check yourself. I am excited that I was able to share these tips with you today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for listening to Direct Impact Broadcasting.com, and that's where you can go to listen to this and any other episode or on your favorite podcast platform. And if you want to get in touch with us, our email is elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us if you have questions. And if you get on the website, you can always comment and review other episodes. And this episode will be aired on Tuesday, and every other episode are aired on Tuesday of every week. So thank you so much for listening. And until we talk again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.